Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee, time to make the donut, time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show. Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye in the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, indeed, boys and girls, it is time. In fact, in time to make the donuts. And this is your handsome but yet humble host. Back in the bunker. Listen to that campfire. Pull up a chair. Get you a cup of Thomas coffee. Get in real close to that campfire. I'm here with the Vogler Vogler, Matty G, and Peanut, of course, on another beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Here we are, the last weekend in September already. Woo-hoo. Can you believe that, guys? 29th of September. Unbelievable. I won't be in next week, guys. I'm going to be down at the Ozarks and Turkey Camp, and I just asked Vogler Vogler because I couldn't add this morning. This will be my 43rd fall turkey camp.
That works.
Yeah, and we'll be coming live from there for the first couple segments for you guys. And it was funny. It was inside of this place here today. We was talking a while ago, and I told Vogler Vogler, I want you to do a segment next week when I'm out of town, and don't do anything stupid. And Matt looked over at him and said, well, then don't come in, Vogler Vogler. Little inside. It's a little tough getting in here this morning, you know, me and you trying to come across the parking lot with all of our cheering fans out there. And
yeah.
Chanting. What were they chanting? Vogler, 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 Vogler.
They're saying, you know, take your clothes off and no.
Yeah, right. Right. We got a pretty cool show. We're going to do, we continue with our fall turkey hunting seminar series. We've got some more turkey hunting stuff. Thank you all for responding. So, my goodness, really came back to us about our fall turkey hunting series. It's good to see there's still some fall turkey hunters out there because as we talked last week and again this week, you know, there's not a lot of interest in fall turkey hunting anymore.
Silly people.
I started. It's just good stuff. Everybody's all excited about those souped up billy goats, brush carp, rats with horns. That ought to get them going this morning. Seen a few of you all out there this morning. Good luck out there bow hunting this morning. I know a lot of you are hunting the brush carp this morning with your archery equipment and crossbows and et cetera. And that's good to hunt safe and be careful. But more importantly, have a good time, right, Vogler Vogler?
Definitely. Well, I have to laugh when you say brush carp and speed goats with horns. It's you catch a lot of flack about that. People saying, well, if you'd ever hunt deer.
I know. I get that all the time.
Oh, my God.
You're a turkey hunter. What do you know? I love
about
that.
Deer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to figure out how many years. I think this year's Missouri gun season camp is going to be my 60th year hunting whitetail deer. That's scary. And I've hunted white-tailed deer on television and with archery equipment. I was bow hunting deer in the late 60s. We had recurve camps, longbow camps. We didn't.
Wow.
And, you know, it's kind of funny, though, with all this archery season going on. When I had the big camp up in northeast Missouri, and we had the old schoolhouse and all the outdoor media would come in, and I was shooting a recurve. And all those guys, I called them pulley pullers, and you can, you know, pull your engine out of your Jeep with all the pulleys on it. They gave them so much crap. And then I was hired to host Cabela's Sportsman's Quest. Well, they don't sell my Schaefer recurve, so
They sent me a compound. I had a heck of a time trying to shoot a compound because I don't shoot compounds. So finally I shot it, but I had to I couldn't use the sights. I just can't use sights. Anyway, I shot some television with a compound and killed some deer and some turkeys and whatever. But then when camp came back and those guys came back, boy, did I get it. After I gave them so much crap for hunting with a compound bow, they came in. It was. I earned it, but boy, did I get it. But I tell you what, as soon as I was done with that show, I'm back to my recurve. And I just, you know, hey, each to their own. And that's what's bad about Facebook is everybody's attacking each other and going on. You're hunters. We're all doing the same thing. It doesn't matter how you hunt. I am only a bow hunter. You gun hunter. You know, firearm gun season is your biggest percentage of people that are enjoying the outdoors and buying permits and going to restaurants and supporting hunting. The numbers are so much bigger than archery hunting. But I'm not knocking archery hunting, but it gets a little tedious. For me, yeah, how the archery guys want to get on there and attack somebody because they hunt with a gun. I mean, I don't understand that.
I would let them pass another year.
Gun hunters don't need to be in during the rut. That should be for bow hunters. Why?
All the families, for everybody. Or kids.
Yeah, all the people that get to enjoy firearm deer season in a tradition, and I just don't get it. But anyway, it's fall turkey season. Also next week, I'm going to go down and see Chance Hollingshed down at Devil's Backbone Outfitters out at the farm because him and Melissa are getting married. We're going to have a wedding.
To each other.
I'm going to wear bib overalls to a wedding, buddy, outside at the farm by a bonfire. How cool is that? That's awesome.
Now,
and congratulations to them.
You got to stop in this Rollin' Bolin's down there and have some of their coconut pie and tell me if it's as good as Jim Anderson says.
Well, I need to go down and see Jimmy. I just visited with Jimmy by email, and we've put together a late October boat ride with Willie Billy Smith. We're going to stay at Shady Lane's Cabins and Motel, me and Bobby Whitehead, Outdoor Guide Magazine guru, and go on a fall turkey hunt on the river during prime, beautiful foliage. That ought to be awesome.
And he's got cabins open at Shady Lane this weekend.
Yeah, he does. He did post that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, great guy, great place. And he's opened up his place for us again to come down. We're going to do a little media deal, a little TV, a little radio, a little magazine stuff, and get on that beautiful river with my great friend. And also
Uncle Billy Smith.
Yeah, but also we're going to go to his porch. We got to go to the porch. I love it when the coffee cup comes out and then the apple pie moonshine gets poured into the coffee. It doesn't get much better than that on a fall day, does it?
I just can't imagine apple pie moonshine. It's
oh,
fantastic.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
So you put this in the coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, of course you put it in the coffee. Why wouldn't you put it in the coffee?
Well, some people might.
No.
Those are heathens, though.
No. It's really, really, really good. Good stuff. You got a couple quick news items for me, Vogel?
Couple quick news items. Yeah. One of the things that was sent to us by our friend Joey Monteleone in Tennessee is doing something pretty cool. There's no live catfish caught over 34 inches by commercial fishermen, and only one per day per fisherman with possession limit of two. They're trying to grow trophy catfish.
That's cool.
In Tennessee, so they put some limits on it and replace what you take away. Those big fish are too important a commodity to be harvested. So thanks to the TWRA.
You know, Joey, he's officially now in the old guys club because this morning at 3 a.m. I fired up the computer and put up to make the donuts because I couldn't sleep. And the first, I hardly took my finger off the computer keyboard and Joey went like. So he's officially in the old guy club.
What's his show called? Yeah. I'll be Tennessee-ing you. Yeah. I'll be Tennessee-ing you.
And you know you're old when you're driving into the radio station at 4:30 in the morning and people are already texting you and calling you on the phone to talk about this weekend and next weekend. You know, you're officially in the old guy club.
Would you text me something on the way home to take the printer cartridge inside the house?
There's no help. There's no help for you. What else you got for me?
Help with the difference in election day. You can volunteer with the NRA today to join the Missouri NRA-ILA. And go to Southern Armory at 9100 Watson Road. And they're having a phone bank, calls to fellow Missouri voters to let them know how important this next election is.
Don't we have something about the girls fishing? Didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. We're down here.
Show prep.
Down
get
here.
That. That's important. Yeah, look at it.
Badgers here. I got to go down here. Fishing. No, that's fishing class. Missouri Department of Conservation invites female anglers to fishing event at Bennett Springs September 29th. Today, fishing will allow female anglers of all ages to fish for trout for free.
Good.
And you can fish from 7:30 a.m. to 7:15 p.m.
And 7:30 a.m. What is that?
A.m.
You said M.
M or good. M or not. hammered.
Oh, boy. Take a deep
portion
breath.
Portion of the fishing area is zone two.
Leaving outside. Be
they quit chanting outside now. They've left the windows. They've taken their signs with them, too.
Oh.
No, here's a new sign. Vogler sucks.
Missouri Department of Conservation and Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources partnered to restore Missouri's ruffed grouse.
You know, what happened to the ruffed grouse? They used to have ruffed grouse. When back in the 90s when I was in Kirksville, they had put ruffed grouse in. They were drumming up there, and we'd see them in the woods when we were hunting.
Deforestation, more deforestation, you know, people.
So now they're trying to bring them back again.
Yeah.
It's a shame. They didn't take then, I guess, because if they're bringing them back, they didn't make it. That's a shame. That's a cool bird.
They're bringing in 100 per year and releasing in northeast Missouri. So August 15th through September 15th with 100 grouse relocated in Missouri completed this year.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and on the other side, we're going to come back and do some fall turkey hunting seminar segments and talk a little bit about that. And if Vogler's really good, we'll let him read some more news.
Woo!
Well, that, we'll see you all on the other side.